Thanks for having me. And this year is 35 years, so it's a very exciting year for us.
And it's the largest and longest running appeal. 1987, it kicked off, where a little contribution can go a fair way for those in need in our community.
Yeah, that's right. Even the littlest contribution goes a long way.
And it's a little bit different this year. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, so we're allowed to have our in-store launches again this year. No COVID, well, COVID's still around, but we don't have to isolate like we did for the last few years.
So, more relaxed than the last 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, correct. So we're going to go out with a bang this year. Special guests, we've got face painting, we've got a cake, and we've even got a local primary school coming down to sing some Christmas carols for us. So that is on November the 8th. At 11 a.m.
The appeal is running right now. It runs right up until the 24th of December. There's ways that we can help out, not only for gifts, but also cash contributions again.
Yes, so gift cards or cash. There is a QR code when you come into the store that you can donate cash straight away, or money tins, gift cards, anything like that goes a long way. But we do encourage you to get your gifts in early this year, because the Salvation Army open up their gift centre at the start of December, so people are starting to come through then. So the earlier you get in your gifts, the better.
And the Salvos do a wonderful job, don't they?
They do. They do a fantastic job for our community, so they know exactly where the gifts need to go, and they help out millions of people across the whole country.
And they've been involved in this since the word go, haven't they? Since 1987, yeah, when it all started, 35 years ago. Wow. And the environment that we're in at the moment too, Abby, you know, the cost of fuel and groceries and just the cost of living in general, there are people in our community that are doing it a little bit tough, and this is just a way where you can contribute and you feel good about yourself and get it in before the Christmas Eve cutoff, which is the 24th of December this year. And it's fantastic that you got the schools involved again.
We've always had a local school come in and help us for our launch, but we haven't been able to. So I was so excited to get them on board again this year. Come down, spread the Christmas cheer, show the kids what it's all about, and they love it as well. So we've got the colouring in competition running right up to Christmas, where there's prizes to be won, and the artworks will be displayed across our store, which will be fantastic, add a bit of colour. So just trying to get the kids involved too, so they know and understand the behind of the giving.
So Kmart Australia getting behind the Wishing Tree appeal again this year, now in its 35th year. So you can contribute a few ways by monetary donation, also a gift, and put that under the Kmart Wishing Tree. And you can do that at the Burnie Kmart. And looking forward to that event, that celebration event, which is on Tuesday the 8th of November, isn't it, Abby?
Yep, 11 a.m. but just check your local store for their launch times. That's at Kmart Burnie at 11 a.m. But Devonport, Launceston and all the Hobart stores will have different times and days through that week. But it kicks off from the 8th of November.
Abby Jones from Burnie Kmart, thanks for telling us all about it on 7BU Breakfast.
Thanks, Lee, for having me.